I know what happened last night. I see what happened last night. Philippe dressed carefully. He sang in the shower, then shaved for an hour and poured on a pint of good cologne. And as for Henriette, she looked feminine and supple as she stepped into a couple of the garments that revealed how she had grown. Philippe came to call on his sweet mamselle. He walked down the hall and he rang her bell. Mike says, how do you know what happened? Basil says, I know what happened. She asked him in, and oh, the thrills. She wore a gown cut right down to a valley in the hills. She was youth, and she was joy. And he thought, this is what Paris saw in Helen of Troy in the cab. She seemed so near, and the fire of desire was beginning to appear. So he tried a soft caress. In her eyes was surprise, but her body answered yes. I don't want to hear any more. Then what happened? They found a little bistro to dine in. They brought some wine in. Then they brought some soup in. Then they brought a different kind of wine in. They brought the fish in. Then they brought the wine in. And then they danced.
Laszlo dances sensuously with a pillow. As his hand starts to slide lower on the pillow, Mike comes over and indignantly moves his hand back up.
How they danced!
Mike puts more space between the pillow and Laszlo.
They poured a little absinthe in their oyster stew. And I don't have to tell you what that can do. Then they were off to a part of the heart of Montmartre, where they showed the art of love. And they know the art of love. Demi-monde and midinette in a sex pirouette. That's where they saw the more of love, the parley bois de more of love. They saw the naked shows where the strippers were. And he made mental notes of where her zippers were. I refused to listen to another word. Then what'd they do? A gypsy violin began to play in a candlelit cafe. Their emotions heard each note and began to rock the boat. By now their bridges had been crossed, and they were lost, lost, lost. He took her home, no word was said, but they could hear bright and clear Venus saying, time for bed. There was flame, a mighty roar, as he pulled down the shade, dimmed the light and locked the door. Their embrace was liquid fire. Trumpets blew, rockets flew, and they heard an angel choir. Surging tides, a screaming jet of unchained, unrestrained, happy landing Henriette. Bon voyage, Henriette. Bon voyage, Philippe. I do not wish to pry anymore. Au revoir, Henriette. Au revoir, Philippe. Now I tiptoe away from your door. Bon voyage, Henriette. Bon voyage, Philippe. I do not wish to pry anymore. Au revoir, Henriette. Au revoir, Philippe. Now I tiptoe away from your door.